A new report by the nonpartisan Legislative Audit Bureau shows the Injured Patients Compensation Fund has run negative asset balances the past 2 years. One of the reasons the audit cites is the $200 million Governor Jim Doyle and the legislature took from the fund to balance the state budget in 2007. The governor argued at the time that the fund was running huge surpluses that would be better off spent on the state's health care programs. Doctors who pay into the fund to keep medical malpractice insurance in check fought that transfer. Wisconsin Medical Society lobbyist Mark Grappentin called these new audit findings unfortunate, but says the state was warned.
You know, I guess you could say that we certainly weren't surprised.
The Medical Society is suing the state to recover the $200 million. A Dane County judge rejected the suit, but the state Supreme Court agreed to hear it on appeal. If the court sides with doctors, it could blow a new hole in the state budget. Grappentin wouldn't comment on that option, but he said another alternative is that doctors could be forced to pay more to keep the fund solvent.
In the end, this is a fund for injured patients that have the ability to get compensation when something bad happens. And to have a fund that is a national example potentially facing some difficult times is just unfortunate.
The audit also said market conditions contributed to the drop in the fund's balance. It said a new law raising the cap for malpractice lawsuits has also resulted in higher claim payments by the fund. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.